It's Friday again, something that's been happening with a degree of regularity recently. And Friday on Culturefile, of course, means it's time for one of our Culturefile guests to turn critic. And this week, the call has gone out for cellist, conductor and musical director of the Irish Art Song Project, Doireann Ní Bhearra, to share with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Doireann Ní Bhearra. I'm a classical musician. I used to play the cello for a long time, and now I'm a conductor. So at the moment I'm reading This Is Going to Hurt by the English author Adam Kay. He was a junior doctor and he was describing what it was like to work as a junior doctor in one of the hospitals in England, working 97 hours a week. The truth about it, life and death moments, life and death decisions, horrifying and hilarious at the same time. I went to see Transit the other night, which is a German film, and it's based on a book written in 1944 by Anna Segers. And it's a book about the Holocaust and about people waiting in transit in Marseille, waiting to get out of Europe, and how they're waiting in Marseille for weeks and months trying to get the visa. And he did it fantastically well because all the elements of the Holocaust are there, except that it's set in modern day Marseille. It's really disorienting in that you see things that you know in Marseille and then suddenly you see the police going into an apartment and dragging people out, or you suddenly see an apartment door opening and there are 20 people from North Africa living in there, like problems that there are nowadays, but it's kind of superimposed upon the Holocaust. I thought he did it fantastically well. And to me, the thing about a film is if you wake the next morning and you're still thinking about it, the images are coming to you even a week later. That's what's fantastic. And I did wake the next morning going, God, you know, it got inside my skin.
Papier, s'il vous plaît. Die machen Paris zu. Ich werde mich einschiffen.
Well, when my Canadian husband knew that he was going to be moving to Ireland, he took up the concertina. And he's been learning it for the last 3 years and he takes lessons from people in Ireland. And we went to a concert recently in Kilcar in County Donegal. And Kathleen Nick Gowan was playing concertina, and she is just awesome and outstanding. And she plays the concertina. I think I'm listening to Mozart when she plays that instrument. It is heavenly and divine. So he's going on a course with her next year in Gweadore. When I go to bed at night time, I've already decided what I'm going to eat the next day for breakfast, lunch and dinner. And when we came back to Ireland a few months ago, I had already booked one restaurant a week for my husband and I to go to try out. So we went to Variety Jones on Thomas Street a few weeks ago and thought it was absolutely fantastic. And what came out on Monday? The new Michelin stars. Variety Jones got a Michelin star. I nearly phoned them up just to say congratulations. They so deserve it. So that's Variety Jones. And the other place I've been meaning to go is, well, I should say as well, Variety Jones has only been opened for like 9 months or a year. There's another restaurant outside of Dublin called I'm Sure, and they've been opened like 4 or 6 months. They got 2 Michelin stars. Already. They didn't just get one, they got 2. So I'm going to I'm Sure as well, as soon as I can. Perfume. This is so irritating because I have 2 perfume bottles on my table in the bedroom. One is a floral number and the other one is a clean, soapy number. So it depends on the mood I'm in the morning, and it also depends on where I'm going. Because a few weeks ago, I had this horrible feeling that in the Italian class I was in that people were thinking, God, who's the one with the perfume? You know the way it can overpower a room, and I just didn't want to become one of those people that's unaware of the scent that they have on their body and that people are just going, ugh, beside me. So now I look at the 2 every morning and go, which one is it going to be? So I'm choosing the soapy one more now, just in case it's Just in case the other one has been offending people for the last 3 months. It's an ongoing situation. The soapy, clean one is called Inish, and it's made in Connemara.
The likes of Doirin and Nivara there, and coming up shortly, we'll take your ears way out west to a precious spot in Donegal. Designer Niall Sweeney will talk icons, emojis and fetishes, and we'll have the latest slightly unreasonable point of view from Owen Nolan. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.